I don't even know how to start this. What up, bitches? Oh my god, dude, this is actually we fucking started a podcast, made one episode, and said see you later.
Yeah, the last three brain cells. Hold on, can we turn the volume on the headphones down at all? Is that possible or no?
Nope, this is what's gonna happen.
Hopefully you guys can hear it as loudly as we can.
As loudly. Welcome back to the last three brain cells.
We had to take a break.
A mental health break.
It's been a rough...
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. I think things got worse.
We're so mentally ill. It's not even funny. So it was me, Mac, and Monica the last time. But Mac, that whore. No, I'm kidding. Love you, Mac. She has her own podcast. And we literally could not ever... We all have like crazy different schedules. So we could not figure out a time to make it work and sit down and just film a podcast. So we now have Savannah with us. Savannah, say hi.
Hi.
Ew. What's it like the AA meetings? Like, hi Savannah.
It's just weird to hear people say my full name.
Oh, Sav. We call you Sav.
But Sav, why don't you tell the people about yourself?
Yeah, tell. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Don't make it too dark. But if we,
in the quickest way possible, I met these Looney Tunes through my current boyfriend. Oh, that kind of sounded bad. Current boyfriend, like my boyfriend,
my side piece,
Dylan. I came to visit Texas, fell in love with all of these people here, came back and forth a few times. I was from Colorado and just decided I was going to come live here no matter what the outcome was. Now everything's good, A-okay on that relationship aspect, and now I have the craziest group of friends I could ever ask for, but the best thing that could have ever happened to me. So we're here now. Yes. We all live in this little house. On the prairie.
We were literally just talking the other day. Actually, we literally say this. I'm pretty sure we mentioned this in the last podcast too, if any of you guys listened to the first one. But I'm not joking you. Our lives, I don't even want to sound like, I'm not even trying to like brag
sound
or whatever. Like sound
or
conceited.
Anything.
But the shit that happens in our fucking lives is actually insane. And I really think we need a reality show because...
There needs to be a camera.
I took a video last night. They, like, Tristan and a bunch of people were about to go out, and I was like, oh my god, this segment, for those of you that follow me, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but she was just like going off at Dylan.
Oh,
James.
Mind you, this was like 10 minutes after I found out some fucking shitty shit.
Yeah, and she had a reason.
Oh yeah, I had a very good reason to be pissed off.
And we'll talk about that. It was like the preview that you would see for a reality,
like Jersey Shore. Yeah, it was giving Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it was giving Jersey. Oh, Be Real just went off.
Oh fuck, Be Real. Let's be astronomically for fucking real. No, but yeah, and I really kind of just want. Okay, we're really good. Yeah, I guess I forgot we can pause shit.
Ew, why do I look like that?
Tristan, you got your coochie in mine.
She got that thing.
That thing. Oh, shit.
But if you guys read what we imagined the title of this episode to be, we're calling it Men Ain't Shit.
Yeah.
And that's because men continue to like prove that correct, I would say. And
Time and time again.
And recently,
old men, new men, all the fucking men.
They all. I don't know. Like, I'm sorry, men who are listening to this, but there's got to be some good ones.
Well, let's preface this by saying the friends are the guys in our friend group are all great fucking men, and I would let my daughter date any of them. But all you other motherfuckers can fucking suck my ass because fuck y'all. I'm so sick of letting men that aren't even really or as fucking tall as me. They're as tall as me and I'm letting them fucking ruin my life.
Medium ugly.
That's crazy.
Men. Yes. Yes.
I don't even know where to begin.
Trixie, why don't you take the...
Let's just... I said I was going to be fucking... I was feeling feral and I'm off my fucking rocker because of the shit that...
To be honest, we're sitting upstairs all laying around in like little blankets looking awful today. And she goes, let's go. I'm feeling feral. Let's go talk.
It's like, you guys know that thing, like something pisses you off and you get like really fucking pissed off about it. And then like later you kind of like laugh about it and you're like over it. And then like it comes back up like hours later in your head and you get fucking pissed off all over again.
It's like a physiological response.
And then I just want to fucking like hit something and then I calm down.
She did good last night.
Yeah, I did.
Dude, you handled well.
Yeah, I didn't even cry.
How was your night out?
Dude, last night was so fun, actually.
Once again, needing a fucking camera crew. Yeah. And this morning.
Yeah, we need GoPros strapped to our fucking chest. Ooh, when we go out. Yeah. Wait, oh that'd gosh. Be so yeah. funny.
Maybe
dude.
We can just be our own cameramen for our reality That's TV true. Show.
I wish, like, I again, not trying to brag. It's giving pick me. But I really like this. Like, my group of friends, I wish all of you guys can just come out with us, like, experience it for one night and just, like, hang out with us because. I fucking love this group. It makes me so happy. I know I sound like a sad bitch on social media, but I genuinely...
How many messages do you get from people being like, hey, are you okay?
Bro, I got like 5 today alone. I share some sad shit, but...
I feel like sad shit's relatable.
Yeah, a lot of people like... They say they look up to me because I like am like relatable and I'm not like making... It all look like fucking sunshines and
to be honest, rainbows. Since I feel like everybody's fucking sad and has
dude,
been.
I don't I know what's
me. I don't know if it's just me, but since like the start of COVID, regardless of people's beliefs or anything, like that just changed the world in a sense, like how we interacted with each other. We weren't able to see each other as much for a while. Like things were just. I was living in San Diego at the time, and we literally didn't get. We could go to the grocery store and then go straight back home. Mm-hmm. So like. That impacted us a lot, and just trying to come back into society and try to like form relationships again, like that fucked up a lot of people, I think.
Yeah
like, absolutely. And also like I feel like my patience for like small talk and stuff, like I like got out of the habit of like being like social with everyone when I was with like in or like quarantined or whatever. I didn't have to like drain my social battery all the time, and so then now like being put out back again into a world where people talk a lot, it's just like sometimes I'm like, oh my god, I just don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, and I feel like our group are like, I love fucking talking to people, and I feel like our whole group is very like extroverted and all that shit, but like this is like the only group like of people that doesn't drain my social battery, so I could be around them 24/7. And
we all just know each other's tendencies, like we can tell if like one of us doesn't want to talk or like if we're in a bad mood, and we kind of just like know how to like when Tristan comes home and if she's ever in a bad mood, I know just to like leave her alone.
Yeah,
and then she like gets like back to talkative Tristan. But,
yeah,
and then, I was still learning that though, because I'm still like the newest one.
Yeah, and Sav are like very similar, and like
when you guys cry
when something's wrong with us. I was just gonna say we cry.
Yeah,
and we like.
Oh, you should see
like,
our text message trends. It's just. Back and forth, I'll probably give someone an anxiety attack just reading text messages.
But we understand.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah.
Well, like yesterday, I was like, oh, well, I had an eye doctor appointment this week, and I thought I had a disease because I couldn't see out of my
eye.
She
had a twitch.
And then
Monica's
a
hypochondriac. For any of y'all fucking wondering.
An actual hypochondriac.
She literally, I swear to God, it was a fucking bug bite, and she convinced herself that she had like fucking stomach cancer. I swear to God, I'm not even joking you. She said,
so
Tristan,
scary.
Come look at this shit. Come look at this shit. I was like, Monica.
It came back like 3 months later. I texted her at work and I was like, Tristan, it's back.
It's like a fucking freckle. That's what it looks like.
I'm so scared. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, but anyways. Oh, I guess I could just explain. Okay, let's just talk about how fucking... where do I fucking begin? Oh my god!
I feel like you have to decide to the extent you want to talk about this, but also
honestly,
like, give enough details.
This is my fucking standpoint on it. It's not even worth my time.
No,
to explain most of it. I'm like, you know, like you guys know that like when like someone does that one thing, and it's like
finally,
so something finally fucking clicked, and I can finally just like move past it and move on and get the fuck over it. And that happened to me this weekend, and I'm not gonna talk shit. I'm really not, because I'm not that type of person, and I wish this person the best, really. But oh my god, I'm just getting. I can deal with a lot of fucking things, but getting lied to,
repeatedly.
I don't deal with that bullshit. Honesty goes a long fucking way from me, and like. Just like telling me goes a long way, and when someone disrespects that,
That's what
especially
it is.
Like
disrespect.
Yeah, it's disrespect. And after if I've only showed you respect and I've never been disrespectful and anything like that, and I've always been my true self and showed my true colors, and then it just sometimes it really be your own fucking people, and you think. And my problem is that I constantly try to see the good in people, and it's destroyed me. So once I get like these fucking red flags or whatever, I'm going to like listen to my gut now, because it's like not listening to my gut and not listening to like the people around me has just fucking destroyed me, and I'm over it. And
that's really so hard though. I know I've been in a situation like that. You could have as many people tell you something and it has to be that one thing it's like, that clicks for you.
Yeah, I mean, you can't help your feelings for someone. You can't help like how much you love someone, but it doesn't matter how much especially, you fucking love someone, if they fuck you over like that, it's
especially it's if they're manipulative at all, any type of tendencies like that, like you truly start to see them a certain way because of how they've narrated themselves in their mind and yours. So you have to rewrite that, and that's first stage is denial, and then they do something like that. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm glad for you so that you can have something. You have to have some like fuel.
I needed closure and I needed clarity, and I got
thought it. Of a good like, what do you call it, synonym? I don't know what the fuck. Example,
like an analogy.
Yes, and it's really really good, and I wanted to say it like a while back, but it just wasn't the time. But I think what happens, not just with you, but like with a lot of people, is they love somebody and that person hurts them. Like, think about like lifting weights, for example. Like, you get like, you start like, your hands start getting like beat up, and then they get calloused and beat up and calloused and beat up and calloused. Mm-hmm. And the callous gets tougher and tougher, so that when you do get hurt over and over again, like, it's like, okay, well, it doesn't hurt that bad anymore. And then there's one day that you go and like, you pull more weight, or they hurt you, you know, in this example, they hurt you worse, and the whole callus rips off, and mm-hmm. it's just like a raw, exposed, like, wound of like everything that was like there, you know.
Damn, that's fucking deep, bro.
And it's like, that's just the final straw. It's like they hurt you so much, and it was like the last, you know, like you got numb to it almost, but like a callus, but then it rips off, and you're like, oh my God, and kind of just realize that
I just I'm fucking done choosing people that don't choose me. And that's my 2023 fucking mood and motto. And I'm not going to give the fucking love, because I have a lot of love to give. Everyone knows this.
What's your like advice for somebody who's like that? Because I think a lot of women specifically are like that though. And we always see the good in people and want to try and try again, no matter what anybody says. So like, what's your advice for someone who has been beat down repeatedly? Like, how do you see clearly if they don't give you that, like, okay, that final thing happened? Like, what happens if they don't get that?
I think my biggest thing, it's fucking hard, especially when you are in love with someone, and you like, which I was, and I didn't think I would ever feel like this, but like, I think constantly reminding myself of my worth and what I fucking deserve is like the most important key factor. I don't fucking care how attractive the guy is, I don't fucking care how funny he is, I don't fucking care how much we click, like all this shit. But if you are like seeing like just small signs, little red flags, like that just keep adding up and adding up, and you're just like oh it's not that big of a deal, blah blah, I just say fucking listen to your gut right away. If you see one red flag, save yourself the fucking trouble and just get out of it. It's gonna fucking hurt, but it's gonna hurt way worse if you stay longer. So I wish I would have, I guess, seen it earlier. And I mean, I did put myself into a kind of shitty situation on my part, but I don't regret it. I really don't. People come into your life as fucking blessings, and some people come as fucking lessons, and that was a big lesson for me. And so now I'm going to focus on choosing people who choose me and people who give me the same love that I give them, for sure.
I feel like it's like the last stopping point towards like you actually believing in yourself and like finally getting to a point of
and like loving myself and
if you go through it, you grow through it.
That's on God.
There's a coffee cup right there.
And now it's like, I don't know, and now I have like guys in my life that want, like, I swear to God, they would give me the fucking world if I let them. And it's just scary. Like, it's like, it's because I like, we all see, like, we think we know someone and we trust them at first because we're like, oh yeah, this is a really good person, like, and then like eventually they show their true colors. So I'm just tired of like trusting people right away, which I need to stop like doing that.
That's so hard though, like when you do like how can you ever fully like be in love or like have a good relationship or friendship for that matter if you always kind of have to like, you know, just like trust yourself, like, you know, we're always told like you only have yourself, like truly you only mm-hmm. have yourself, like, but how are you ever actually supposed to have a good relationship or friendship?
I don't know, that's like so hard.
I was like deep in thought in the shower the other day, I don't know why, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I was just thinking of topics I guess to talk about like on the podcast or like on my story or like, you know, just like we're all on social media, so basically like it just clicked with me. I was like, I just need to spend quality time with myself, be present, like put my phone away, just like focus on how I feel, do things like that make me happy, figure out what makes me happy, because I am the only person that is going to be with myself from the second that I come into existence until the second that I'm out of this world. Like, you know, maybe like our parents, like they're not going to be around our whole lifetime. We could leave before them, they could leave before us. Like even if somebody promises to stay, like things out of our control can like come in and like take that person away. So that's just why it comes down to like, oh my gosh, you have to like be there for yourself. It just clicked with me because like I'm trying to work on that right now.
I think we're all trying to work on that, which is good. I like, at least we're doing like this shit together, and I feel like, I mean, like I feel like whenever one person goes through something, like it's like all of us. I feel like we like make everyone's like problems here like ours together, so we can like work it out together.
Which sounds like, bad, but it's not like
it's,
that.
No, it's not like that.
Like, oh, I have to take on everybody's issues. No. Like, we do that willingly.
Yeah, we all just like are very empathetic for each other and like feel everything. Like if one of us is sad, we like feel it. Like
I feel like it's a very unreal, not like it's real obviously, but like a crazy thing that a lot of people just like strive for in their life is a friendship like that or a family. Like I joined a sorority in college just to try to find a dynamic like this. Like that's super fucking
rare. It's so fucking rare, and I think people notice that too, because I get replies like to my like on my stories like all the time of like people just being like, I genuinely wish I had a friend group like you, like all this stuff, and I'm just like, dude, I like sometimes I just sit back and I've honestly like I've cried about this before too, like in my, you know when you're fucking alone at night and you just fucking think about everything, I sit back and I'm just like, what the fuck is my life? Like I never thought I would ever have like a group of people like this special in my life, and it like brings me to fucking tears sometimes just thinking about it. Like
I think for people who don't have that yet, that's like the key word is yet. Even literally right before, which this goes back to Monica's point too, like spending time with yourself is super important. And actually right before I met everybody and moved to Texas, I went through a whole breakup and like had my own like condo. I was literally like, I went through it. I went through all this sitting alone, crying on the floor, and actually like found myself again and was super happy. And I think what you can't do is like get down on yourself when we're consistently changing. It's kind of like this like up down roller coaster. Like you'll find yourself and then you'll have lows and you'll change and you'll grow through things. Like you 100% will. You just can't get down on yourself. And I'm 26 and it took me that long to find like this group of people. And that's after trying to like join clubs and sororities or whatever, just trying to find those people. So like put yourself out there and try not to get down on yourself too hard and like without until you find that, because it is possible as long as you continue to like take chances. Like I didn't want to get on a fucking plane and come into this house full of people. I'm like, oh my god, everyone's gonna hate me, like what?
Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's especially like with girls too, like that's so hard because girls nowadays are fucking bitches.
Yeah,
and that's why I really just don't have, I mean the girlfriends that I have are like, or my fucking ride or dies, but like it takes a lot for me to like want to like include like another girl, because it's just so hard to fucking trust women nowadays, and well with fucking men too with that matter, but I don't know. And also people don't have like the like I know like people can't just like fucking pack all their shit up and just move, you know, like people don't have that opportunity. And I mean I guess we like really didn't think about doing it, we kind of just fucking did it. But
you know what I think would be a really good topic to talk about is all of us are like 25 26, like we're the same age, and like seeing our friends like where they're at in their lives and trying to remind ourselves that it's not a comparison people are in completely different places in their lives, and it's like a constant reminder because social media like puts it in your face, so it like sets the expectation that you like need to be somewhere, and it's like okay, I just needed to take a second and
yeah.
breathe.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, you're moving into a house with how many people? Like, they're like, I thought you would be, I was in a really long relationship. They were like, I thought you were going to be married by this point. I'm like, okay, fuck
yeah,
you.
Fuck you.
Same. Thank you for the reminder. Yes, I'm doing that. So that is and so hard.
It's all three of us mm-hmm. have been in really long-term
fucking relationships.
And
yeah.
those ones, like, those fuck you up. Like, they help you, like, they teach you a lot, but they leave you with, like,
because you think you spend so much time with someone, you think you're, oh, I'm gonna end up with this person, I'm gonna
and not like a
for...
year or two, like,
this is
five
plus eight, nine
years,
10,
yeah.
Yeah, so if you're out there and you're like, you know, mid-20s or 30s or however old you are, and you feel like you're behind in life, you're not behind, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, you're just learning and taking it day by day, just like us, even though it can feel like very,
oh my god, it feels like you're dying, but it's the coolest thing ever to, like, you have a whole other life.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I literally thought I was gonna be like married, and thank goodness I'm not. I wish that person the best. He's not a bad person. We're just not each other's person. And I literally got to finally have like the life and that I wanted. If I wouldn't have trusted like myself and like that gut feeling of like there's more for me out there. This isn't like it, and I can feel that. If I would have just stayed in that relationship, I wouldn't have found that happiness.
Yeah.
No matter how much pain came with, you know, leaving that, and it's always an uncertain feeling. I know both of you can speak to that. Especially Monica recently, to like miss the it's just so normal.
It gets very lonely being alone, but like I'm trying to remind myself, like, okay, this is not a bad thing. Like, I don't have to worry about anybody else wondering what I'm doing. I'm not worrying about what anybody else is doing. Like, looking at the positives as opposed to, oh, I'm so lonely, I just wish I had somebody here. Like, I just want it to be the right person. I don't want to like let the like loneliness take over.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. I'm like, I'm so picky too with like who I'm gonna end up with, because the next fucking, I'm telling you this right now, the next person I fucking date, I'm marrying that motherfucker. And that's why I'm just like, I'm so picky with like who I choose. But I'm like, I deserve to fucking be picky. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with this motherfucker. It's gotta be right. Like,
also being, we're so young, we joke all the time about getting old and stuff, but like we're gonna look
back
at fucking 40, 50 and be like, wow, how pathetic are we crying about this? But
for
like
fucking real,
we still have so much time. Like, you don't have to, as much as it does feel lonely, try to enjoy those moments of like Monica's talking about, like being alone, getting to figure out who you are, the things that you want in your life. Because, you know, if you're somebody who wants to get married and have a family, you're not gonna be able to focus on yourself like that much ever again in your life.
I saw something I shared it on my Instagram story. It was like, my friend's back home on their second baby and I'm on my fifth mimosa. I was like, bro,
at least it's all of us.
It's literally all of us. And it's like, yeah, we're like, our whole house and our whole friend group is like it's like all in the same situation too. But like, also we have a lot of young friends, like 22 mm-hmm. 21 max 20, like, so like that's,
we're all
like
young at heart.
Yeah, we literally like act like fucking,
I think it's because though of
Nashville.
Those long relationships. Yeah, Nashville.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's, I think it's because we
grew up so,
you know,
fast.
You did, yeah, you found a person, you like had to kind of mature quicker being in that relationship, like thinking I'm gonna be with this person forever. And so when you get out of that at 24 years old, you're like, oh my gosh, I missed out on, not missed out necessarily, but like I just lived a little bit differently than a lot of other people.
Yeah.
So now I can live how I was technically supposed to at 20, 21, 22,
yeah.
at 26.
Because I feel like I wasn't in like a 9-year relationship. So like my whole high school and college, I was in a relationship. So I never really like, I lived. Don't get me wrong, I fucking lived. But
oh, yeah.
I'm not going to get started with that.
We know, Trixie, baby.
But yeah, I just feel like, and I heard people, or I mean, people were DMing me. They're like, dude, live your fucking 20s out. Like 30s are like really prime time. And that's where like everything like starts to be like figured out and stuff. But they're like, do not take your fucking 20s for granted. It's like the most fun
of
your life.
Don't spend them crying over, like, I'm saying this to myself too. Don't spend them crying over a boy. Like,
that ain't shit.
On.
Literally.
Oh my gosh.
We're crying over men that literally... I asked these men for nothing and they still cannot give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's like where I'm at.
I think that's what there needs to be. Fuck, like,
I need like a
life skills class. How about teaching people what the bare minimum is? And
yeah, for real.
This in school.
Yeah, I need like a That's So Raven moment where I like can look into the future. Like, is this bitch gonna fuck me up or can I just fucking leave now?
Yeah. It's a
it's a cycle, bro. It's a cycle. Y'all men want to say, y'all, oh, I'm not the same as him. Yes, you fucking are. You guys are all the same, except shout out Gage and Jance, Dylan. yeah, Carter, all that. Oh, and Luke, we love
Lukey. No, that's not true. I actually, you know what's crazy is, which to be continued, we have to still figure out because we're still learning about him. When I fucking met this guy for the first time, I was like, ew. I looked at Amon and I was like, immediately no. douchebag. Wait, immediately knew.
Luke.
Oh yeah. I didn't like him either. He knows this.
We told him this. This isn't the first time he's gonna hear this. And we've like gotten the chance to get to know him a little bit more. He was like super. Actually, you can go listen to our friend's podcast. He was just on it. He was super vulnerable. Actually, yeah. He just has had a really interesting life. And when you can get to know somebody like that, it's definitely cool. But he's all right. He's all right.
Yeah, we're not gonna give him a big hit. Yeah.
No. He's cool.
Yeah. That's it. No, he's actually one of the funniest motherfuckers I've probably met. I never have ever laughed as
this
much.
Morning we were laughing so hard at breakfast.
I have never laughed as much as I do with that motherfucker, which is
so good.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
All right, Luke. Here he goes, done getting stroked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just sit down, Luke. Cool. You don't get to be great yet.
Yeah.
You have to spend more time with us.
Yeah.
But we like what we've seen.
Mon, tell us about you. Where are you at?
Oh, God. You guys could probably tell them more about me than I can fucking tell them. I'm just crying about having a disease every five
it's
seconds.
So true, guys.
I think I have hypochondria.
Hypochondria,
yeah.
No, we might actually put you in some type of therapy for that.
Well,
we're going to put you in therapy for your food addiction.
Oh, my God.
My and password? I'll go for probably alcohol addiction, trust in men that ain't shit addiction.
For real. I was like, you guys want to know the password to my computer? Don't judge. Cheesecake 5.
This bitch, I'm not joking you. She's one of those people, and I can't even like say like anything about this because I'd just be a fucking... I was gonna say hypochondriac, but no, hypocrite. Where you get like fucking $100, $200 worth of groceries, and then
I eat it all, bro.
No, that too. But like the day of, like you come back, you put all your groceries away. Like I eat sushi. Like, it's like, bro,
that's so funny. That is sad.
That's why I get some frozen, so that like I don't have to eat it, and if I want sushi, I can get it. I'll still eat the $200 worth. Also, somebody eats it. Anyways,
let's talk about
a juicy like topic.
What do you? I can't wait to fucking
a juicy topic.
This revenge is personal too. Like I'm gonna become my fucking hottest fuck. This is what I needed to become hot. I mean, I know
we're all gonna be even hotter.
You know what's crazy is how fucking attractive and funny we are, and we're still going through shit like this. That's crazy.
You know
to me.
What's crazy to me is the actually never mind.
Say it. Just fucking say it. You already started it.
I think that the like guy I went up to at the gym thinks that I'm like not cute. And
here we go.
Monica's a fucking goddess, and this is what you're gonna say. You know what?
There's never been a man that walks in that through our fucking door that doesn't immediately fall in love with Monica.
No, yeah. That's not true.
Oh, shut your whore mouth.
I hate when they say that. I hate.
We
when
live in a whorehouse, bro.
No, because this is the thing. I swear, and I you know what? You guys don't get to say anything on this. This is my time to talk. I'm talking to the brunettes in Texas, okay? Back me up here. Men, when you go out, they primarily have eyes for blondes, and that's fine. Blondes are absolutely beautiful. I wish I could pull off being blonde sometimes. I'm like, that'd be fun to go back and forth.
Could you imagine if you were blonde?
That would not be cute, but it's just like, I've heard so many people in our friend group even be like, I just love blondes, tatted blondes, and I'm a brunette with no tattoos. One tattoo on my finger, and it got fucked up. So
it's really the cowboys and the country boys that like the blondes. Yeah. So you just need to.
Which isn't your type, anyways.
Yeah, that's not your type.
No, that's not my type.
And the guy at the gym, like, come on.
He don't even know I exist.
I need to see this motherfucker.
He's shy, bro. She really worked up some courage. I'm proud of her for going and talking to him. But he was super shy. And his friend kind of slid in.
Homie hopper. This is what happened. This is what also happens. Y'all ever go for the wrong motherfucker of the friend group?
Oh, yeah.
And then all the other friends are off limits. And I'm just like, fuck me. It's always me. I always go for the wrong one.
No,
yeah,
but
I know what you're talking about.
Mon didn't go for she. I think she went for the right one, but he seems super shy, and yeah. We just got to figure out the best way.
I just got to figure out my approach.
Yeah, the approach.
But the thing is, I don't want to approach right now because I'm too fucked up, and I just need to focus on myself. But I just think he's so cute. I just wish that I knew he thought I was cute too,
Monica.
That's all.
Something about
100% he does. There's ain't no fucking chance. Come on.
hey, you know who you are.
Come get your girl.
Yes.
She's waiting.
No, he, I don't think he does, though. He'd be, if he even would take the time out of his day to listen to this, he would listen to this and be like, nah, no way, that's not me.
No, if she came up to you at the gym, it's you.
Bro, I have...
It only happened once.
I have fucking one gym crush, and when I fucking talked to him for the first time, I swear to God, I shit my pants. Like, I was freaking the fuck out. And I was like, it's so easy for me to talk to people, but something about gym crushes... No.
Oh, okay. Continue.
No,
something about gym crushes.
I know he's not going to listen to this, so I don't even fucking care, but what up, Jake?
What up, Jake? Oh! From AR.
Yes, dude. And I talked to him once, and I was shitting my pants. And I was like, I can easily talk to men.
How are you supposed to go up to a fucking man?
I don't know. It's a gym crush thing, too. It's like something about a gym crush that is just
and
so...
And you actually will change the time you go, so you can go see 100%. Them and try to look cuter.
Oh, God, yeah, it's bad.
I tried twice.
She did. We did. We literally waited just to go, and he never showed.
That's so stalkerish of me.
No, it happens, dude. That literally so many people do that, and it's actually kind of the worst thing to do it with a gym crush, I think, or like with somebody at the gym, because you're also trying to fucking work out. Like, you don't look cute, bro. I don't look cute as I'm like hip thrusting and I'm like sweating. I'm like, God, I don't want to try to look pretty while I do this, you know?
Yeah, fuck. Oh, I just
yeah, same.
you guys get what I'm putting down. Yeah.
Yeah,
we all. As Monica, who speaks and does everything she does, she looks cute.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about that picture you sent me in the group chat earlier. Huh? Why don't you tell them about that? Slouched over.
Hey, guess
like
who
a
we were
sloth.
Talking about?
Her dream crush.
Oh yeah, I know. If you're listening to this, he's probably like, that girl is crazy.
Ain't no chance.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Mon, you want to say that you don't get like obsessive and attached because you've said that before. Because I always say like, okay, I'm like a lover girl. I will get attached to you so fast.
Mon has planned their wedding.
Okay, but this is this one, and then Colton, love you, but like the first time, remember?
No, I love Colton.
I know, I love Colton. We love Colton.
Colton's coming over right now. Oh yeah. Colin's
see you
our
soon.
Homie. Yeah. But no, but, I get in love with the idea.
Oh no. Yeah, no, I start planning our fucking future the minute he fucking says something.
I've had one conversation with this guy, barely a conversation, and I think it's just like that, it's coming down to that loneliness. I'm not acting on it though. Like, I'm not doing like, I'm not like pursuing him or anything like that. I'm
you're
just
also
kind of
not
like
getting like, you're not on dating apps, you're not talking to people.
No,
like you're,
no, not
you're
at
handling
all.
It well.
Yeah,
I'm really very much so just not, I stop Snapchatting people. Like, I just use Snapchat to post stories and see other people's stories. I don't DM guys. Like, I don't do any of that, just because I'm like, I feel like the right guy will come into my life when he's supposed to, and right now does not feel like the right time. That's why I'm not really doing anything about this gym crush. It's just fun to have a crush, you know? Just
yeah,
like,
dude, we were talking literally the other fucking yesterday too about like we are all in the position, well, sorry, Saf's in a relationship, so never mind.
Hey,
we
that
are
was
all...
rocky, all right? That was
yeah, she's in a happy relationship now. It was
but my God,
it
was
started
that...
off that's a whole
that's
fucking
a whole podcast in itself, bro.
But me and Monica were like, I just like, I don't th- I like know, because I just not, I don't love myself yet, so I need to love myself before I can love someone else. So I'm not ready for a relationship, and I know that, but I like miss the feeling of being in love so much, and like being loved back, like the love that you give reciprocated, you know?
Yeah, wait, say that, because I was telling Tristan, I was like, you know what I'm obsessed with? We were talking about the other day, and I was like, I just love like when you're obsessed with each other. Like, I just love like when you're like with somebody and they're God, obsessed with you, and you're obsessed with them. And then Tristan like fixed the wording.
Yeah,
perfectly.
It was like, you're not obsessed with each other. You're obsessed with like the
you're obsessed with
receiving the same love that you're giving.
Yes.
From the person that you love. You
I
know,
totally
like it's
like love languages.
Yes.
And all that. Like,
yes.
Like,
which is so hard. Actually, Dylan and I are a good example of that. We'll tell that story another time, because I don't think anyone should wait around as long as I did. That's for sure, to try to like let a man act right. But you know, we got to a point.
We're giving it like 2 hours now.
Yeah, that's
what I'm doing. Like, if you can't act right in two hours, you are out of my fucking life.
Right. But to grow together in a feeling like that is actually,
that's good. Like, if you can get through that shit and then like grow together and then come out stronger than you thought you would, like that's a win in itself.
Yeah, we've definitely, we still, it, fucking dude, relationships are hard though. Like, no matter what, like there's it's so hard, especially because we are always growing and changing as people.
It's just like picking who you're willing to go through it with and who's willing to go through it with you.
You know,
like,
what I do that's really bad? Well, it's, I don't know it's actually if it's bad, but when I'm in a relationship, actually, it's kind of bad. Maybe it's like a trauma response from my past relationships. When I'm in a relationship now and I feel that feeling of like so much love and I'm so in love with this person.
You get the ick?
In the moment, no. In the moment, I tell myself, I'm like, yeah, you better enjoy this feeling because like
it's gonna go away.
Like, yes, you need to like look back at this and remember like how good it, like you need to enjoy this thoroughly. It's even like, okay, this is actually so like brutal. I don't know if this is even like relevant or the same, but when my dog Enzo was still alive, I would take pictures of him because I'm like, you need to like have all the pictures and videos of when he dies. Like, I always think about the end.
It's like, yeah, which I totally understand that.
I'm like, what is wrong that happened with, like, what happened to me that, like, got me so scared and, like, always preparing for things to end?
I am, too. Because at the end of the day, everyone fucking leaves. Like, everyone that's come out, except my friends. Like, but, like, every, like, man that has tried to prove to me that he would stay in my life has left. And, like, like, they say all this shit. They're like, oh, I'm, like.
And then they always come back, bro.
Oh, they always fucking come back, too.
They always come back.
Yeah. It's honestly with me, I know exactly like what did that to me. It was like my past relationship was the start of it, and then it's pretty like, I guess if my friends from home are listening to this, whatever, my parents are getting a divorce, and like I was actually looking at pictures like of me as a baby the other day, and I was like looking at them like they were like kissing and they look so happy, and then like, you know, like 26 years later, like they were so in love and then it faded and now they're getting a divorce, and it's just so stressful for like everybody that's being impacted by that, like friends, family, like just everyone. And so it like really discouraged me and like is like, I'm scared to even like get married and be so in love, and then the possibility of that coming to an end, like
I'll throw up
like,
right now.
You don't go into a marriage like with any expectation of it coming to an end, but
yeah, if my future husband's out there, we're not gonna fucking divorce. We're gonna talk it out, and then we're gonna go get fucking blackout on Margs after, and then
and sushi.
Yeah, I'm just like, so I don't know. I don't like to like have there be tension. Like if something's wrong, I'm like, oh yeah, we need fucking to talk about it right now.
There's gonna have to be
like,
rules
soon.
Yeah, like no going to sleep angry. Like working, no mentioning divorce if you get upset about something. You know, like but, actually, that's so hard that you have to find somebody that you're actually compatible with. I think that's truly, I'm not talking, don't be looking up his fucking zodiac sign the second you meet him and saying how compatible you are. I'm talking
fuck that shit.
What are your guys's what are your deal breakers for a guy?
Just being a male. Breathing.
existing
literally.
Like I think deal breakers, like you're dating this person and this pops up in the beginning of the relationship, or like
seeing, well, I would
talking about their ex. What if they have a baby mama?
Yeah.
I have so many deal breakers, actually. Actually, no, I don't. Getting cheated on, that's the biggest one.
That was mine. That was my number one.
Or lied to. Disrespected.
If there's somebody that, if there's some, okay, getting cheated on, and if there's somebody that shuts down when they get upset with you and gives you, like, doesn't talk to you, I can't do that. I'm like, that will, like, drive me crazy. I'm like, just talk to me. Just fucking tell me if you're mad. That's fine. I'll give you space. But just tell me what's wrong. Like, don't just not tell me, you know? Or, like,
I'm like in between with that. Like, I do shut down, but I usually shut down and don't talk when I don't think what I'm going to say is even worth saying. So that's why I usually get quiet. But if I, like, think, like, because, like, I don't even know how to describe it.
I used to like, okay, so especially my long relationship, he would shut down. It's actually called stonewalling when somebody doesn't communicate with you, like they just completely, and that makes you feel bad on the other end because you're like, why won't you communicate? Why don't you want to work on things with me? Why don't you want to talk with me? And it's a really bad feeling. And I would just go in circles for hours. It would like, the fight would never end after he would start to act like that. So after years of therapy on myself, I learned, you know, sometimes it's actually a really good and healthy thing to kind of step away. Like one thing that Dylan and I have come to the conclusion of, like, if we are starting to get that angry, let's just step away for like 10-20 minutes and like gather ourselves, our thoughts, our breath, and then like come back to it. I never ever during my last relationship would have thought that that was healthy or okay.
Yeah,
like it's something I had to learn, like, was a healthy way to act. But I totally agree with what you're saying. Like if they're just like completely shutting down, it's like, you're not even willing to communicate with me or work on things with me, then why would I want to do that with you?
See, that's how, like, I feel like I want my fucking man to, like, communicate with me. But I think why I don't communicate and I don't open up when I'm mad is because of, like, my fucking ex and this bitch was, he was so fucking toxic. And so, like, whenever I would explain myself, he would gaslight me and turn it on me. And then I would end up apologizing for the way I felt. So I, like towards the end of my relationship with him, I wouldn't say anything because it would, anything that I would say was not justified for him, even if he was the one in the wrong. And I got so tired of, like, opening my fucking mouth and trying to explain to a guy that would, is gonna twist my words anyways.
Yeah, I think if you're in, like, a stable, healthier relationship, you should never have to apologize for how you feel. I think it's healthy to apologize for how you respond and how you act, because I was anxiety texting Monica once because of how I responded to something recently in my relationship. And I was like, you know, I do see that it wasn't similar to, you know, my past relationships, but it just kind of triggered something in me that kind of brought a lot of old stuff up. And I was like, I realized it wasn't the same. And so, you know, I didn't go like saying, I'm so sorry for like that. I'm like, you know, I apologize. I recognize how that's on me and kind of triggered something in me. And like, I will work on how I react to those emotions that come up rather than, you know, feeling like you have to like say sorry for how you feel.
Oh, I can't. Oh, yeah. And see, that just reminded me, like, the fact that you did that, that's good. Like, I could not be with somebody that wouldn't own up to when they were in the wrong. Like, they would always.
Oh, it's so hard.
Like, what you were saying, Tristan, like, how the guy almost always turned it on you.
My fucking ex literally cheated on me, and I apologized.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's how, like, bad it was. What? Yeah, dead ass. Literally a day before. I found out a day before fucking prom, too.
There's a special place in hell.
No, yeah.
Jesus.
What are yours, Mon? Did you get your ex out?
Oh, my ex? I don't have ex. It's just if I don't click with the person right off the bat, or if I don't feel some type of, like, connection or attraction, like, mostly connection. Actually, attraction, like, that comes with connection for me. I feel like I'd get connected to the person, and then I'm like, oh, and then I start seeing, like, they're, like, why I'm attracted to them besides just, like, their personality. But I would always say, like, initially it's looks that attract me, like, if I were to go up to somebody. But if I, like, hang out with somebody, talk to somebody, and I don't feel like I'm ever gonna get, like, the same type of love that I give, or, like, that we're ever gonna be on the same page, or there's no spark, no can do for me, like, I can't do it.
And people, some people think that's, like, shallow, but it doesn't. It's, I believe 100,000%, like, there has to be some level of attraction to somebody from the very beginning. Otherwise, for me personally, like, it just won't work. 100% attraction grows. You start to get to know someone, you, like, love the little things that they do, but, like, if you're not initially, like, somewhat attracted to that person, it's never gonna work.
No.
Yeah, because that is that's like being intimate is so important in a relationship, like, being attracted, like, that's how you, like, it's not all, like, gassing each other's physical looks up all the time, but, like, like, that is important. Like, I want, like, whoever I'm with to be like, damn, like, you look good. Yeah. Like,
bro, I cannot wait to fucking be with someone that, like, shows me off. Like, I didn't get proud. Oh, my God, proud, yes.
Yeah. Proud to call you theirs, like, and I'm proud to call you mine. Yeah, like, that's.
See, the guys were talking about this on their podcast a little bit, and we were having a conversation about, you know, how women like to be shown off on social media, and I think it was Jance was like, love you, Jance, was like,
sometimes. Jance, fuck off today.
And last night.
Piss off, mate.
He was like, I'm not going to post you on my social media, like, all the time. Like, if we're together, like, you know that I love you. Like, to me, absolutely not. Like, first of all, it needs to be super clear that you're in a relationship. And that's, my relationship has had issues with that for sure. I'll be honest about that. And I think just especially being a woman in, like, a relationship, you want to feel shown off. I don't think that that's bad in any way. Like, you want to feel like someone is actually proud to be with you, as they fucking should.
And if they're going to make you feel bad for asking for literally the bare minimum, it's the fucking bare minimum, men.
Yeah.
Fuck off, men. I'm just, like,
if you got a baddie, like, you better show her before she ain't yours anymore.
I just, like, I love to, like, and I love to show off, like, the person I'm with. Like, I want people to fucking know, like. So I don't know why it's so fucking hard for dumbass
males. They don't want their hoes to get scared.
Yeah, that's
what it is.
That's a red flag too.
They're scared. That's something. Hoes.
Like, if you can fucking post a picture of your goddamn dinner, you can post your fucking girlfriend.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Like, goddamn.
If you can post your picture truck, of your gun, your truck, yeah, whatever it may be, you can post a picture.
So, men, if any men are still fucking tuned in, show off your fucking girlfriend. Yeah,
you can
She'll
post
appreciate
the jacket
it.
That I got you, but you can't post me?
Yeah,
who
for
do you
real.
Think you are? I'm just kidding. And nobody's done that to me. I'm just making up a scenario.
What time are we at?
It's 5:09.
Shut the fuck up. How long have we been recording?
Yeah, see. I don't know how to read this properly yet. It says
okay, well,
1391.4.
That's not right.
It's going by seconds, I think.
Oh.
What is 1395 seconds?
I don't care. Let's just we'll wrap it up, and because I feel like this most of these podcasts aren't just going to be about relationships, but with the shit that happened this weekend, I just had to get some shit out. And
welcome to Trixie's therapy session.
Yeah, it's only been it's been like a perfect little, you know, this was just a little getting warmed up back into it type
but of ladies thing. I just like, I want, like, it's so important to fucking know your worth. Once you know your worth, and I can't even say that I'm there yet. I know what I deserve, but I keep letting myself let these men that don't deserve me, like, fuck me up. But I think it's so important to know your worth. And once you get to that standpoint, like, nothing is going to faze you. Like, you're going to get, like, hurt by dumbass men. Like, and that's where I'm at right now. I'm like, I know God is throwing in these blessings for me, and he's going to put a blessing in my life hopefully soon or whenever the fucking time comes. And I'm going to laugh at, like, all of the shit that I went through with all, like, what
we're going to like stitch this mm-hmm. episode with.
You get to watch your highlight reel in heaven.
Yes. Yeah. I like, it's just like, one of my biggest like things. One of who the fucking told me? Oh, my mom. No, I don't even know if it was my mom. Well, anyways, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, mm-hmm. don't spend more than 5 minutes thinking about it or wasting your breath on it.
So I like that's the 5-5-5 rule. If it does, is it going to impact you in 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years?
Yeah.
No. Like, yeah. No. Also, I think
take 5 minutes, cry it out, do whatever, but don't do any, like, let it fucking go after that. My biggest thing is, once you, like, destroy my peace, and once you, like, fuck with my peace, you're not coming back into my life, because you're gonna do it again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you have to protect your peace at all costs. Yeah. And I think it's
fool
really.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think it's really important to know, you can never love somebody into loving you. The only person you can actually truly love into loving you is yourself. Mm-hmm. So you have to take care of yourself first, as hard as it is. I'm sure you guys will learn a ton about us through this, probably more than, mm-hmm. you know, I want the general public to know. But I have been through it with men. I have moved to different states for men and thought that I could love them into loving me. And, you know, it does not work out that way. You have to put yourself first. You have to do the thing that's best for you. Mm-hmm. So
that was, okay, good closer statement.
Hey, what you got, Mon?
Closer statement. My closer statement. I got two things for you. Go up to your gym crush.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just introduce yourself. Like, casual, casual. Second thing is, if you go through it, you grow through it. So look at what you learned through a situation, as shitty as it can be, even though that's easier said than done.
Yep.
And the three of us are going to work on taking our own advice now.
Yeah. Absolutely. And all of 2023, we're all getting fucking hotter. We're getting richer. Our asses are getting fatter. And we will prey on the downfall of all the men that have wronged us.
Yeah. And that's on our sushi dinner.
And that's
tonight.
On God. And that's on God.
We'll
all right. Well,
catch you guys in the next one.
Yeah. Shout out to our fucking second episode. This is going to be more normal now. So every Sunday. Well, I don't even know when.
They'll be more structured.
Yeah. More structured.
Out. This was just an impromptu.
Yeah. This is just a random. But love y'all. Queens and kings, if you're out there. Fuck you, though.